If the truth they speak is saving lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
You don't want to hear the truth.
Hey, Jane, past the hour at the holiday time of the year. So, of course, I've got to show a lot of love. Watch this, Jay. My favorite CNN commentator, Don Lemon. Morning, Don.
Oh, good morning. I'm a little bit afraid to be on here.
Really?
Because usually Sybil or Sherry are buffers.
Uh-huh.
Skip, I'm not talking about you so much.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about.
Right, I understand. I feel you.
Because Jay,
yep, yep. Jay,
I know what you were doing during the commercial break, and it was disgusting.
Okay, Donald.
Good stuff.
You schlong that bathroom. Y'all know we're talking about Donald Trump last night.
Yeah.
At a campaign rally saying that Hillary got schlonged in 2008. And what else did he say? That I know what she was doing during a commercial break, but she didn't show up. It was disgusting. Meantime, do you remember when Donald Trump said this? Listen.
I watched when the World Trade Center came tumbling down. And I watched in Jersey City, New Jersey, where thousands and thousands of people were cheering.
Well, as it turns out, there is no evidence to support Trump's claim of thousands of Muslims in New Jersey celebrating. The Democratic frontrunner, you know her, Hillary Clinton, then accused Trump of stoking anti-Muslim sentiments with fear tactics and scaremongering and inflammatory rhetoric. Here she is.
But now he has gone way over the line. And what he's saying now is not only shameful and wrong, it's dangerous.
What'd y'all do with Hillary Clinton's voice on that?
I don't know. That just sounds, yeah.
I was like,
bathroom echo.
Well,
trust me, that was Hillary Clinton. That was her on Seth Meyers. Now the tables have turned again. In this he said, she said battle, after this statement from Secretary Clinton at the Democratic debate on Saturday night. Let's hear how she sounds here.
He is becoming ISIS's best recruiter. They are going to people, showing videos of Donald Trump insulting Islam and Muslims in order to recruit more radical jihadists.
All right. Well, the problem with that one is there is no evidence of that one either. There are, however, videos which use Mrs. Clinton's husband and other U.S. presidents in recruiting videos. But so far, Donald Trump has not been using a video. At least there's no evidence of that. Trump, of course, fired back, demanding an apology from Clinton.
She should apologize. She lies about emails. She lies about Whitewater. She lies about everything.
Well, Hillary Clinton's spokesman, his name is Brian Fallon, released a statement reading, Hillary Clinton will not be apologizing to Donald Trump for correctly pointing out how his hateful rhetoric only helps ISIS recruit more terrorists. Matter of fact, the first words were, hell no, she will not be apologizing. Fallon is standing by a broader claim that Trump's comments are being played around the world on Arabic news networks and that ISIS sympathizers on social media are pointing to those same comments. That was not her original comment, though. The fact checkers from PolitiFact, The Washington Post, The Associated Press all call Clinton's original claim unfounded. Hillary Clinton demanded that Donald Trump be held accountable for his false statements. Shouldn't she be accountable for hers? And my other question is, why would she open herself up to that again about not being trustworthy by patently saying something that was false during the debate? I don't understand it because they're looking for it.
Very good. Something to think about there, man. Have a great Christmas, Don Lemon.
Are we done? That's it. No Thursday, right?
Well, I guess so. What do you think, Jay? What do you think?
You have a great Christmas, Jay.
You're welcome to hang around for a while. I mean, we got work. We got plenty of work here.
ain't nothing in the break room refrigerator.
Nothing in the break room.
Nothing like a comedian that ain't funny.